the Brothers, written by S.D. Hinton and read by Aunt Neat. The coast was breathing out like a runner after a marathon, the long summer break over. Hordes of recharged tourists had packed up and returned to city lives, returned to jobs and schools and grinding routines. Jake had seen the exodus many times and had seen the last die-hard campers leaving Lawn Caravan Park yesterday as he passed in the opposite direction towards Tom's house to put him in the ground. Tom, his brother. It seemed every time Jake came back to the coast, it was to carry a coffin. First his parents, now Tom. Tom's house was made of pleated black metal and glass and rusty Otway stone. It spread across a small clearing in the middle of 10 acres that climbed away from the sea, dense with gums and acacias and banksias and grasses, same as all the plots along that secluded strip of the country's edge, just west of Lawn, on Victoria's southwest coast. An old, never-to-be-repeated Crown Land subdivision. Ali, Jake's sister, was finishing a phone conversation with her husband, David, as she drove Jake up the long, unmade driveway to the house. David's grandmother had suffered a stroke earlier in the day, and he'd returned to Melbourne after Tom's funeral service to be with her. They pulled up to the low front landing, and Jake made for the door, unlocked and pushed inside. He felt something shift, a vague disturbance passing through the room like a dust eddy. He sensed it on his skin, but had no trust in his own perception. So much was happening in his mind since Tom's death, both real and not, and he couldn't distinguish the two anymore. Hollowed out was what he was, off the weary scale into the numb. Even the ever-present pain from his injuries had moved to the background, as though someone had taken the party 2 doors down for the night. He could still hear the heavy bass beat, but the walls had stopped vibrating. "Interest you in a hot drink?" Ellie asked, closing the door behind them. "Might pass," Jake said, continuing across to the hall, focused on getting where he wanted to go. "Need to get off my leg. See you in the morning." In Tom's bedroom, he shucked off his jacket, prized off his boots, heel to toe, sat on the end of the bed and struggled with his socks. He stared at his dusky coloured foot, huffed without conviction. He tossed his clothes on the chair and pulled back the bed covers. He straightened, frowned.